match analysis.
Hello and welcome to Cricket Info Talk. I'm Akhila Rangana and joining me is former New Zealand batsman Mark Richardson to look back on what was an enthralling game of Test cricket, the first Test between New Zealand and Pakistan that just got over at Dunedin with a win for New Zealand. Mark, my first question to you is, you know, Test cricket has been criticised in several quarters, but a Test match like this can only serve as a wonderful advertisement for the game, can't it?
Yeah, this was a cracking Test match and it was just what Dunedin needed. It's a new Test venue. It's a very nice Test venue. It started off with Bangladesh and that wasn't much of a game. And then last year it was rained out against the West Indies. But this was a Test that just twisted and turned. It finished on a Saturday, so it was crowded. They got 6,000 people, which is a really good crowd for a Test match in New Zealand. The location is ideal for it. And, you know, New Zealand got across the line in the end, so that was great for the locals. But, you know, there was suspense, there was tense moments, there was guys scoring centuries on debut and 50s on debut. Shane Bond was back in the match, picking up wickets. There was just so much to enjoy about this Test, and very seldomly there were dull moments.
Right, Mark, this was a Test in which, you know, both the veterans and the youngsters did well. Shane Bond and, you know, Mohammad Asif, both comeback Tests for them. Have you ever seen, you know, such a consistent, sustained spell of good fast bowling? Have you ever seen something like this in a long time?
I was concerned when Shane Bond came back into this Test that, you know, he was a little long in the tooth, getting a little old, and that he might not be the Shane Bond of old. But certainly in the first innings, he definitely was. He bowled a ball that was, I think, recorded about 152k, which is genuinely fast. There's not that many bowlers around in world cricket who can bowl that speed. He was consistently in the mid-140s in the first innings. He tired a little bit and had the odd slower spell, but those slower spells were still in the high 130s. He was accurate. He swung the ball. He was clever with the way that he bowled. Yeah, it's just fantastic to see Shane Bond back. I'm not surprised at the quality because I know he's a clever bowler and a very good bowler, but I was surprised at just the pace that he was able to generate. So that's great for New Zealand. They've got to keep him out there as long as possible because he isn't a young man. Mohammad Asif, really, really impressed with him. He's not an express bowler. He only bowls around that 130 mark, but he's a thinking bowler. He uses what he's got. He uses height. He pushes batsmen back with short pitch bowling, which I think is good. So you could say that he's got an aggressive 130 kilometres of pace and he just bowls an immaculate line. And I think when they go to Wellington, which could be slightly fresher than the wicket was here in Dunedin, he could be a real handful, that guy.
And Mark, looking at the youngsters now, Umar Akmal and Mohammad Amir both putting in strong performances. What did you make of them?
Yeah, those two are really, really promising young cricketers. Umar Akmal, well, first of all, to come out and debut with your team about 100 for 5 at one stage when he was in, because another wicket fell when he came out to bat, and then to play so positively in difficult conditions was fantastic. He was rewarded with 100 on debut, you know, and that's great viewing. But in the second inning, in a real critical period of the game with all pressure on him, you could understand if he turned up and just wasn't there after everything that happened in the first inning. But he applied himself and he played a completely different inning. And that shows a cricketer with a mental game that should take him a long way. Mohammad Amir, yeah, real promise there. Some real pace, an aggressive young bowler, very young man, bowled good lines. Probably was the pick of the bowlers in the whole Test match when it came to reverse swinging the ball. He got it going in the second inning in about the 45th over. You know, he's a young man. He probably made some mistakes along the way and he had the odd spell that wasn't quite up to scratch. But he looks like he's going to be a wonderful prospect for them. And with the bat as well, he looks like he can hold a bat. And he should get better and better and better as far as his batting goes. And I think what Pakistan have there is the makings of a genuine all-rounder in years to come.
From New Zealand, Ross Taylor was someone who struggled in both innings, but despite that, you know, that didn't deter him and he put the runs on the board. A word or two on his knocks?
Yeah, Ross Taylor struggled at the start in his innings, but he fought through and we all know, world cricket fans know Ross Taylor is this very exciting smasher of a cricket ball. He's played very, very well in the IPL for his team. Bangalore Royal Challengers has done good things there. But in this Test match, he showed a degree of application. He showed that he was able to be dominated by the bowling for periods of time and to work his way through that. There was the odd Ross Taylor-like shot, if you could say, the odd brain explosion, but he's got such a good hand-eye coordination that he got away with it. But I think he would have learned a bit in these two innings that he played. And I think it's important for a test match batsman to understand that there are periods in your innings in test match cricket where the bowlers are on top of you, and it's all about surviving those periods and prospering later on. And we know in this country that Ross Taylor is a very good cricketer. He actually is at number four, the linchpin of a test match attack, but he's still learning, he's still developing in what is an inconsistent test match batting order for New Zealand. But yeah, the fact that he was able to grit his teeth and make two meaningful contributions is really good.
Mark, this is a big win for New Zealand. I mean, both teams had their ups and downs. In fact, this New Zealand's a test win in over a year now. What does this win exactly mean for the team? How important was it for them?
Well, I think the first thing to acknowledge for this test win for New Zealand, that it was against one of the major countries. New Zealand has been able to beat Bangladesh and bully them around a little bit, but struggled to win against other nations. So because of that, I think they'll be very pleased. Daniel Vittori needed a test win. I think he needed to captain New Zealand to a test win. The bowlers needed to stand up and bowl the team out on the last day of a test match. Okay, our spin bowler and Daniel Vittori didn't do it for us, but all of a sudden the bowling team operate as a unit, so I think they'll be very, very pleased there. They'll still be concerned about the way that they do tend to get into dominant positions after the first innings and then let things slip. This is something that has haunted New Zealand cricket test sides over the last, 9, 10 years even, really. They just haven't sorted that out. So that'll be of a concern to them. But to turn up on that last day where heads were probably down, they needed to pick themselves up. They did just that. They won the crucial areas of the game, won enough of them to win the test match. Any test victory for this current New Zealand side is something to celebrate, and I think they'll do that long, hard into the evening.
And finally, Mark, a closely fought test, New Zealand emerging on top. How does this set up the rest of the series?
Well, going one up early on in the series, I think, is very important for them, and especially since I think now when the series moves to Wellington, it moves up north to Wellington, which generally has a little bit more pace and bounce in it. New Zealanders will back themselves in that environment. They know that the Pakistan side, especially with this young top order they have, could be vulnerable if there is any movement. So they'll be looking to target the second test and their bowlers to step up and stand up for the batsmen to show some courage and work very hard, because I think they'll feel that the next game in Wellington is a result pitch, and if it's a result pitch, they must get the result they require and win this 2-0, because then the series moves on to Napier, which is one of the best batting surfaces anywhere around the world, and it is very, very hard to generate a result in Napier. The next test match, as far as this series is concerned, and for New Zealand, is absolutely vital.
Right, Mark, thank you so much for your views. This is Akhila for Cricket and Foot Talk, signing off.
This is Cricket Info Talk.